Get About Canberra, a four-minute video containing testimony and endorsement for Canberra as a welcoming leisure destination. Much of this dialogue-rich presentation is in voiceover. Activity is taking place whilst people speak. This description serves as an accompaniment to be listened to before or after enjoying the presentation. Canberra, more than inclusive, more than accessible. Getabout.com. Greenish-brown sweeping countryside in the foreground. Neatly landscaped fields, a snaking ribbon of road. To our left, covered in dense vegetation, Canberra's Black Mountain and the thin peak of its radio tower. Laid out into the distance, Lake Burley Griffin and Greater Canberra, all awash in the warm glow of afternoon sun. Speaking is our host, Scott Reardon. He begins to talk as we fly over the countryside and neatly landscaped fields. He stands in front of the camera. The background is blurry, greens, whites and blue. Scott Reardon is a champion Paralympic sprint athlete in his 30s, shaved head, deep-set brown eyes, short facial hair, and a black T-shirt with a small white insignia on his left bicep. His voiceover continues as a woman in a power chair motors past two thick grey pillars and a large spiky plant in a pot on her way to a glass building entrance. The location? QT Canberra, white text on a teal background, displayed as a strip on our left. She travels over the threshold and enters through the large glass automatic doors. Inside, she journeys across smooth black marble, up to a spacious concrete and black reception desk. Behind the counter are yellow-brown drapes and above the counter, white cylindrical downlights. At the desk, a smiling lady with a nose ring and blonde wavy hair welcomes her. The woman in the power chair smiles broadly. Her long brown hair worn loose, she wears a button-up chambray blouse and round white earrings. At a restaurant, the same woman and a friend are waited upon. It is well appointed and spacious. They're served food by a man in a white shirt, black tie and black trousers. Scott talks about the airport service in Canberra as a taxi driver, dressed in a light brown turban head covering, a white business shirt and navy pants, assists another woman in a power chair to alight from the rear door of his accessible taxi. She wheels away from him, up onto the footpath, and is met and escorted by a lanky male airport concierge in high vis. Smiling, she's wearing a cream turtleneck jumper, grey trousers and brown sunglasses. They pass by the highly polished glass walls of the departures area. Also making their way into Canberra Airport, Lindy Howe walks alongside her golden-haired guide dog. On the other side is a middle-aged man pulling a small suitcase. From the car park, they walk towards the airport automatic doors. Scott, walking along the pavement in beige shorts and the same black T-shirt. His right leg is prosthetic, black with silver joints. He wears white sneakers. Afternoon sun on Black Mountain, glinting next to the signal tower. Text, Sebastian's family. At the Australian National Botanic Gardens, we meet Felicity and Paul, accompanied by their three children. The younger sits on Mum's lap, the older sits between his parents, and Paul sits close to Sebastian, the only blonde-haired boy in a wheelchair. He's pale, with glasses. His brothers, Alex and Tamsin, run down a path. Either side is vegetation. The family walk collectively down the wide paths. Paul, in a green polo shirt and a blue zip-up jumper and shorts, speaks of the pleasure the gardens bring to Sebastian. The family progress along a steel treetop walkway with balustrading. All around them is a canopy of leaves in various colours. Below the path are large, lush green ferns. As Lindy Howe, Australian tandem cyclist and triathlete, speaks in voiceover, she also experiences the botanic gardens, feeling and smelling a plant with long, unusual leaves. Lindy is a petite woman, approximately 50 years of age. She has a full head of short brown hair and wears a plain white T-shirt, jeans and a parka. Comet is her honeycomb-coloured Labrador. A guide accompanies Lindy along a walkway and they stop to experience vegetation. Her guide wears a blue polo shirt with a logo and a stockman's hat. Vertical indoor snow sports, reads the banner at left, white text on a teal background. In a shop with chipboard walls, equipment racking and grey flooring, a warmly dressed man in a baseball cap assists another man who's seated to try on a ski shoe. This is Michael Milton, Australian Paralympic skier. Michael is in his late 40s. He's Caucasian with a strong nose and close-cropped brown hair. He speaks in a voiceover as a family with teenagers experience skiing in an indoor environment. The children wear brightly coloured helmets. Laura's family, her mother, brother and herself, sit together on a weathered Chesterfield. Laura wears light-coloured denim dungarees and a short-sleeved white casual shirt. She gives a thumbs up to us. At Vertical Indoor Snow Sports Centre, Laura gets fitted for skis by the warmly dressed attendant. The voiceover explanation of vertical indoor snow sports finishes up, and the family are again pictured on the Chesterfield lounge. Laura speaks of snowflakes. National Arboretum Canberra, white text on a teal background. At dusk, a strip of peach-coloured sky and dimly lit rolling hills. In a voiceover, Scott, as he and Alana, his friend, make their way up in the golden afternoon light to a lookout point with a sturdy wooden seat, they sit. White text, Crown Plaza Canberra, on a teal background. A smiling reception staff member in a suit jacket behind a counter. Sebastian, his mum Felicity and dad Paul sit in the hotel lobby. They read a book together and Sebastian, at ease on a couch, his wheelchair nearby, kicks his legs in delight. National Bonsai and Penjing Collection entrance. Scott and Alana walk through the grounds. Dark wooden slats and bonsai trees. Scott in voiceover. He and the guide, his beard white and wispy, in discussion, animated. Lindy in the Botanic Gardens. She speaks the last lines of the video, white text. Canberra, more than inclusive, more than accessible. We return to the sweeping view from the beginning, vineyards and gardens, the winding river and Black Mountain. In the distance, metropolitan Canberra. This is the end of the audio description.